Dr. Pinsky dictating a mail I am on July 18 regarding Larry Whitehead, W-H-I-T-E-H-E-A-D. As you know, I previously evaluated Mr. Whitehead as described in my report of 2/15/16. Bridget, you have now informed me that he has received various orders approving settlement that will be inserted as marked from your cover letter. New paragraph, Mr. Whitehead is now a 77-year-old male who again reports he was injured at work on 10/18/10, but as a result, he claims to have injured his neck, left shoulder, lower back, and both legs. Brady did go to the emergency room the same day. Brady had further evaluation and treatment, but remains unaware of his final diagnosis. Brady did not undergo any surgery. Brady since evaluated here, he denies receiving any additional treatment. Period. New paragraph. As per the records provided, Mr. Whitehead was seen by Dr. Simpson, S-I-M-P-S-O-N, on 10/19/16. Period. On 11/10/16, he followed up for the cervical and lumbar spine. Period. MRIs of both these areas had been ordered. Period. However, he returned only with the cervical spine MRI. Period. It was noted that the cervical MRI demonstrated various abnormalities. Period. Insert the MRI report results in here. Period. Dr. Simpson discussed the radiographic and clinical findings. Period. He had multiple disc herniations in the cervical spine, causing central and foraminal stenosis. Period. They discussed treatment options, and he preferred to go for physical therapy. Period. He also related undergoing both cervical and lumbar MRIs at the same time. Period. In paragraph, Mr. Whitehead saw Dr. Simpson again on 12/1/16, but neglected to bring his lumbar MRI with him. Period. He called the office on 12/5/16. Canceling all of his appointments, period. He was asked if everything was okay, and he stated, quote, no, period, end quote. This was at the physical therapy office. Period. He did not want to speak to anyone. Period. The therapist was not sure what was going on with him. Period. There are additional, there's an additional list of telephone contacts with the petitioner as well. Period. New paragraph. And you can underline this. He actually had two cervical MRIs in the same week. Period. The first was on 10/26/16, ordered by Dr. Simpson. The second was done on 10/22/16, also ordered by Dr. Simpson. Period. New paragraph. He saw Dr. Simpson again on 5/10/17. And it was noted he had herniated cervical disc at C4-5, C5-6, and C6-7. Period. He also had moderate lumbar spondylitic disease. Period. He had developed some severe cardiac issues in early January and had to have an internal defibrillator placed. Period. He was currently on Plavix, so could not take NSAIDs. Period. He did participate in physical therapy on the dates described. Period. On 10/26/18, Dr. Simpson wrote he was unable to have an MRI because of his implanted defibrillator. Period. He also had unstable blood sugars. Period. His last documented visit with Dr. Simpson was on 6/1/20. Period. At that time, he remained symptomatic. Period. He was not a good surgical candidate. Period. He was a brittle diabetic with unstable blood sugars and is currently on Plavix. Period. He had been doing physical therapy, which he believed was beneficial, but he was also taking tramadol and Flexeril. Period. Dr. Simpson's diagnoses were cervical spondylosis and spinal stenosis, comma lumbar spondylosis and spinal stenosis. Period. Additional physical therapy was ordered for recurrent neck and back complaints. Period. Physical exam. General appearance. He related that he flew here from his home in Florida. Period. Make sure to insert the list of medications he provided us. Period. He was wearing an adult Depends type garment. Period. Extremities upper. Motion of the shoulders was limited with guarding during passive testing. Period. Left shoulder abduction was 90 degrees and flexion to 95 degrees, both with tenderness. Period. Passive adduction was 20 degrees with internal and external rotation to 60 degrees. Period. Active range of motion was decreased. Period. Passive right shoulder abduction was 155 degrees with guarding and external rotation to 65 degrees. Period. Motion was otherwise full in all spheres of the right shoulder without crepitus or tenderness. Period. Motion of the elbows, wrists, and fingers was full in all planes without crepitus, tenderness, trigger, or locking. Period. Manual muscle testing was 5-5 for resisted left shoulder abduction, but was otherwise 5/5. Period. He was unable to tolerate provocative maneuvers at the shoulders. Period. Extremities lower. Inspection revealed the swelling of the left ankle. Period. There was a flat, irregular, hyperpigmented, hypopigmented scar. Period. His left great toenail had onchomycosis. Period. The right great toenail was dark and necrotic. Period. Hip motion in internal rotation was bilateral to 35 degrees with guarding on the right. Period. External rotation was to 35 degrees on the right with guarding and on the left to 20 degrees. Period. Motion in the other spheres also elicited guarded results. Period. Motion of the knees and ankles was full in all planes without crepitus or tenderness. Period. Manual muscle testing was 5-, for resisted left quadricep strength, but was otherwise 5/5. Period. Spine cervical. Active flexion and extension were 20 degrees in a non-reproducible fashion. Period. Rotation right was 30 degrees and left to 20 degrees, with side bending right 10 degrees and left to 5 degrees. Period. The rest of that section is normal through he declined Sperling's maneuver. Period. Thoracic normal lumbosacral. He ambulated with a physiologic but slow gait. Period. He did not utilize his cane while doing so. Period. He was able to stand on his heels and toes, utilizing his cane in the right hand for balance. Period. He changed position slowly and was able to squat to 45 degrees. Period. He sat comfortably at 90 degrees in lumbar flexion, but actively flexed to 45 degrees and extended to 10 degrees. Period. Bilateral rotation and side bending were accomplished fully. Period. Supine straight leg raise maneuver on the right at 70 degrees and left at 65 degrees. Both elicited only low back tenderness without radicular complaints. appeared he had positive reverse flip maneuvers bilaterally and positive trunk torsion and Hoover tests for symptom magnification. Paired axial loading had to be deferred for his resistance to undergoing Sperling's maneuver. Period. Neat paragraph, he relates his wife had back issues. Period, she is in pain and hunched. Period, he's going home to be with her. Period. Impressions. Larry Whitehead was injured, as noted in my prior report, to be marked. Period, since evaluated here, he received further orders approving settlement. Period, he then reopened his claim and saw Dr. Simpson. Period. A series of MRI studies were performed as noted above. Period. During his course of orthopedic treatment, Mr. Whitehead suffered cardiac issues necessitating implantation of a cardiac defibrillator. Period. Both this and his utilization of Plavix and being a brittle diabetic made him a poor surgical candidate. Period. New paragraph, the current examination of Mr. Whitehead found decreased range of motion about both shoulders, comma, hips, comma, cervical spine, and lumbar spine. Period. He currently wears Depends for a leaky bladder. Period. He is able to walk in the exam room without his cane. Period. Sitting in supine straight leg raises maneuvers did not correlate with one another. Period. He had positive reverse flip signs as well as trunk torsion and Hoover test for symptom magnification. Period. He had no spasm or tenderness of the cervical or lumbar regions. Period. In paragraph, my opinions relative to permanency and causation are the same as will be marked and inserted here. Period. End. And please make this a stat report for me. Thank you.